That's with Professor Avenalis. This is the New World Report, and this is a bizarre story from Chile. The February kidnap and murder of Venezuelan opposition figure in Chile was ordered from Venezuela and likely political, according to Chile's prosecutor office, and the government of Chile will seek to extradite two suspects who fled to Venezuela. The details are horrific. I mention a former Venezuelan lieutenant, Ronald Ojeda, who was accused of a treason by the Maduro regime, was kidnapped, abducted from his apartment in Santiago by men dressed as Chilean police. Security cameras recorded all this. Later on, the body was recovered in a suitcase in cement. The allegation, however, is most striking because Gabriel Boric, the new president of Chile, was presumed and has been presumed identifying on the left of center with other leaders such as Lula da Silva and not inconsistent with Mr. Maduro. Now, Chile's prosecutor's office and Minister of the Interior are pointing fingers at Caracas. Professor, this is early days, but how does this immediately strike you? Is it out of step? Is Boric pulling away from his heretofore presumed allies? We have a few minutes.
Well, John, to his credit, Gabriel Boric, by contrast to others, certainly Gustavo Petro in Colombia, and to a certain degree, Lula da Silva in Brazil, has proven himself willing to call out the bad behaviors of certain other actors, even if it goes against the ideological alignment, and certainly Venezuela in this case. And so it was refreshing to see that Chile did a formal investigation on what is really a gross violation of its national sovereignty as well as laws, when what appears to have happened is an orchestrated attack by Venezuelans in Chile, probably through the instrumentality of the Venezuelan prison gang Tren de Aragua, in kidnapping this former Venezuelan military officer who had become a dissident and outspoken against the Venezuelan regime. But I should also highlight that this is something that raises concerns for the Venezuelan diaspora throughout the region because of longstanding fears that the Maduro regime and to a certain degree Cuban intelligence in support of them, which has really infiltrated this Venezuelan diaspora now, about 8 million people throughout the region, that Venezuela could not only go after dissidents within Venezuela itself, but the Maduro regime could begin to do hits on or otherwise, threaten or kidnap Venezuelan dissidents in throughout the region, in Colombia, in Chile, etc. And so I know for me and my Venezuelan colleagues in Peru and in Argentina and in Colombia and elsewhere, the murder and kidnapping of Ronald Ojeda was a real wake-up call and really reinforced the concerns that they've long had that Maduro is doing things that are a threat to the region, not only in welcoming extra hemispheric actors like Iran and Russia, not only doing things to his own people, but also acting in oftentimes subversive ways with a long arm that goes beyond Venezuela to the internal politics and communities of the rest of the region.
Quickly, Professor, this much reminds me of the skill set of the Iranian regime for 50 years, assassinating, abducting and assassinating or murdering opposition in other countries. I remember a shooting and bombing in Europe, and certainly the Nisman murder in Argentina was suggestive of agents from outside. And I puzzle that is now being taught to Maduro's regime. To my understanding, Maduro heretofore has been seen as a brute and a bully, but not a mass murderer or a man who orders assassinations. Is that correct, Professor? We have 30 seconds.
Well, this is certainly the first overt case of where you have mass murder. Now, it also highlights the role of the Venezuelan prison gang Tren de Aragua, which has been transplanted by the diaspora, is now showing up in not only places like Chile, but also places like Lima. And even, frankly, in Chicago, the Tren de Aragua prison gang is showing up with very terroristic tactics. But the use of these Venezuelan criminal gangs by the Venezuelan state to do things extraterritorially, that seems to take things up a new step.
Professor Avenalis, I'm John Patch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,